Hello and welcome. This is Diane Lake, your host, and I'm going to be sharing how you can understand and apply the prophetic through practical terms, practical ways, and practical means that make it relevant to everyday life so that you can prepare the way for the Lord's purposes to manifest in the earth. This is Preparing the Way, the Practical Prophetic. Well, hey guys, and welcome to episode number 40, titled, I Hear the Spirit Saying, Come Up Here. Now let's start by reading Revelation 4, 1 and 2 in the New King James Version. It says, After these things I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, Come up here, and I will show you things which must take place after this. Immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. Wow, we're going to be ushered into the throne room there in Revelation as John writes this. Now, recently the Lord has been speaking to me about openings and open doors. And I'm also hearing other prophetic voices talking about things like doors of opportunity and windows of opportunity. But I feel prompted to release what it is that the Lord has been showing me about openings. One of the things that the Lord has highlighted to me recently concerning open doors is that they represent doors of revelation. I see this not just as revelation about what God is saying and doing in the earth at this time, but also revelation as it relates specifically to you as an individual regarding what your part are in His plans are and the specific strategies that you need in order for you to be able to execute those plans He has for you. In other words, I see a time sensitivity to these openings that I am sensing, through which, by seeking God as to what His specific plans are for you, you then become strategically positioned and fully equipped to perform whatever exploits He has planned in the next season that lies ahead for you. My husband and I were recently privileged to host a prophetic conference in our area. If you've been following my episodes along, you've known that this happened about April 26th to 29th, I think. It was in Missoula, Montana. Now, we brought in a very good friend and a trusted prophetic voice to lead in worship for us for this conference. It was just off the charts, by the way. I hope you were able to join us. After the conference was over, the three of us, my husband and I and the worship leader, who's a good friend, we shared a powerful time of seeking the Lord as to what He was doing and saying to us, and also concerning His will and His purposes for our area, and a word emerged which we all bore strong witness to. The three of us were in agreement with the word that the Lord gave me, which was that we are in a time gate. The Lord confirmed this, interestingly enough, with several physical signs and supernatural manifestations. One of these signs included that our antique mantle clock chimed 9 times, the number of transition, at the exact moment that we were discussing this. And it was not 9 o'clock, so it was a little crazy there for a while. I don't know if you've ever experienced a powerful time of the Lord like that when He is manifesting. It's like you never know what's going to happen next, but it was truly a blessing. So all this to say that quite naturally we began to consider, what is a time gate? And I venture to guess that you're probably wondering the same thing. And if I'm honest, the meaning of a time gate is a bit of a head scratcher. We don't know exactly what it means, but we did what anybody does nowadays, right? We Googled it. Now, the best definitions that I found, as far as what resonates with my spirit relative to time and the potential meaning of a time gate, was posted on a site named Reverso Dictionary. Let me share several of the definitions that are posted there relative to time and a time gate. The first is the continuous passage of existence in which events pass from a state of potentiality in the future through the present to a state of finality in the past. Okay, now the second one is related to physics. Now, in classical mechanics, time is absolute in the sense that the time of an event is independent of the observer. According to the theory of relativity, it depends on the observer's frame of reference. Time is considered as a fourth coordinate required along with three spatial coordinates to specify an event. And finally, the third definition I found that was resonated with me was an accepted period, such as a day or a season, etc. Now, there were a number of other definitions posted to this site as well, but again, these are the three that stood out to me the most, and I want to attempt to explain why they did, and what I think a time gate might represent. Now, keep in mind, this is also in article form. You can find the same word posted in an article on our website, www.starfireministries.org. Now, I'm mentioning that because some of these definitions get a little deep, and as we continue, I'm going to refer back to those definitions, so you might want it in written form. Of course, you can always replay the episode as well. But the thing that fascinates me the most about time is that the Ancient of Days is outside and beyond it. He created time for mankind as a point of reference. You can find that in Genesis 1:14. Therefore, as I said, for you and I to expect to understand exactly what a time gate is and what it represents is probably not realistic. However, that being said, referring back to the first definition that I already gave you, my paraphrase of that statement as it relates to a time gate would be this. Through a time gate, God is connecting his plans from ancient days for the last days through a time gate of present transition. A time gate is therefore an opening and a means of transition by which he is taking us back to the future. Fascinating, isn't it? Now, concerning the second definition, and again, I freely admit I know nothing about physics. Remember, my degrees are in theology. My paraphrase of that particular definition would be, just as I know nothing about physics, I know next to nothing about how God truly views mankind relative to his place in time. Time, as that definition said, depends on one's frame of reference. Therefore, since God is beyond and outside of time, he can easily provide a method of transition by means of a time gate to transport us back to the future concerning his ancient, yet at the same time imminent, divine plans. Wow, it's a lot, isn't it? Now, supposing that I haven't lost you yet, the third and final definition that I already gave you speaks to me of a kairos moment. In other words, an opportune, an appointed, or an accepted time. Again, as I said, this speaks of time sensitivity, doesn't it? That means there's an open door or a window provided by God for a particular time during which something specific is purposed to happen. If you look at Strong's number 2540, you'll see that various other meanings for kairos include the right time or a limited time. So again, time sensitive. Now, interestingly enough, this particular definition also reminds me that the Lord gave me Isaiah 61 for my word for the year. Now, the Lord showed me that 2023 was the acceptable year of the Lord, as it was listed in verse 2 of that chapter. Therefore, based on this third definition of a time gate as an acceptable period of time, my paraphrase of that particular definition is that ancient plans are transitioning into the present future by means of a divine time gate. 2023 marks the beginning of our acceptable season to seek the Lord for the strategies that will transition us into becoming strategically positioned during this divine opening in time. All right, so what did you think of all that? I hope you were intrigued, and I hope it spoke to you. I hope it resonated with you. And I really truly believe that it's something we want to ponder and think about. Even if some of these definitions are a little over our head, let's ask the Lord to help us digest it and get it into our spirit, okay? So another way that we want to do that is let's do an activation here today, okay? If this resonated with you, if you want to find out how the Lord wants you strategically positioned in this day and hour, then why don't you pray this and declare this with me? Just follow along, all right? All of us together can pray this. Lord, I invite you to speak to me and to show me how it is that you would like to strategically position me so that I can help fulfill your ancient purposes for the last days in this upcoming season. Lord, thank you that you are inviting me to come up here so that I might be able to see and know all that I am to do to become ready to be one of the kingdom people who are recognizable because they know their God and are strong and carry out great exploits. You can find that scripture recorded in Daniel 11:32b. I read it in the New King James. So, Father, thank you so much for this opportunity to share this word with the listeners. And Lord, bless all those who are listening. Reveal to them your divine strategies, Lord, things that they might have thought about but didn't have the ways to execute them. I pray this word will activate something in them, Father, that from this moment forward, they begin to see the plans with clarity. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, bless you all, and thank you for listening to Preparing the Way, the Practical Prophetic. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe to our show, and also please rate and review it on iTunes because your positive review helps us reach more people with our message. And please visit our website at www.starfireministries.org. Be sure to sign up for our newsletter there, and you can also donate, read our latest articles, and keep up to date with all of our social media sites from there. Thanks again, and I'll talk to you next time.